President.
Yes?
Senator Byrd.
Reasons you said which are entirely personal, I suppose they're personal, then we forget about it and we take it on that basis. So I wanted to make sure that you knew it.
Yeah.
I had an inkling he might have told you, but he didn't.
No, he didn't tell me. He told me he was considering it, and he was giving thought to it, but he wanted to talk to you, and he wanted to talk to his wife, and he wanted to talk to some others.
Well, I think that's what I wanted you to know. I think he's going to do it to make a statement of some kind tomorrow.
Yeah.
But we got an application down there for a fellow on that aeronautic board named Downs. Will you take, will you have someone take a look at it?
Yeah, what's his name?
Bill Downs.
D-O-W-N-S?
D-O-W-N-E-S.
Is he on the board?
On the board, yeah, there's a vacancy there.
Yeah, I imagine you're talking about the chairman of the Civil Aeronautics.
All he wants to do is not the chairman, just a member. You could move that around, maybe make someone else
yeah.
the chairman.
No, we're going to bring in a new man as chairman. Yeah.
Take a look at him. He's been out here for many years. He's been head of our aviation department.
I sure will, Dick, but I believe it's made. Yeah, and I think that, I'll tell you what I did. I went to work on this O'Hara thing. Here's, talked to Rusk about it today. He's 86, they tell me.
He's cheating a little bit.
They tell me that they think...
You're in good a shape as he is with your 86.
Oh, don't I wish I'd be that good at 60. If I can make it at 66,
you'll be around as long as Mr. Sam and longer.
I'll tell you what they tell me. We
have a good sturdy stack. They don't worry about all these things.
They tell me we ought to put him as a consultant to the African division, that as that we can pay him $75 or $80 a day, that we can use him up to 100 days a year as a consultant.
Well, he's got four pensions. You don't have to worry about his money. He's on the Spanish-American War veterans, and he's on three more.
Uh-huh. Well,
but it's just to give him some honor on the way of maneuvering this thing out.
All right.
We're still saying that he's being taken out because he voted on that labor bill.
Yeah.
But the guy said, I told him, as I told you, I said, no, it isn't that, but I was goddamn disappointed at you.
Yeah.
That you wouldn't stand with the president. Let me ask you, how was your conversation with Danny?
Pretty good. Danny just, I never could figure it out. He just discussed things generally with me. Said that he didn't know what was going to happen. He didn't know about this governor then. Said that, said he had talked to Shriver and thought that Shriver ought to run. I just listened to...
You wait when you see, you know what the fellow said, wait until till you see them coming out of the post and going into the... winner circle, and then you'll see.
That's right, my friend. Well, God bless you.
I'll see you, Mr. President.
God bless you. Thank you.
You're doing all right. Hell with all of them. Tell them God knows, God loves you. We're praying for you every night. You got a hell of a job, but you're doing the best any fella has tried to do that was in there.
Thank you, Dick.